Welcome to episode 128 of Fresh Air at 5. In this episode, you're going to hear me talk about evolving with gratitude and some listens that I've done there. I started listening to an audiobook that Dave Schmidtow has started recording and is part of his Lasting Learning podcast. And so I'm going to title this something about being bold, because there is a bold theme in both of those ideas. And you know what? We need to be bold in what we're doing, and being bold as a teacher is so important. So I think I just came up with a title for this episode called Bold. Bold. So there it is. And with that, let's get into 128 of Fresh Air at 5.
I'm Maurice McDavid, host of Black, Brown, and Bilingue, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5, or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected. Hey, PL, on June 28, 2023. Today is staff barbecue day at my school, so I'm excited about that. This marks the end of our year. We have a couple days left still in our contracts, but overall, we are celebrating today. We're saying goodbye to one of our teachers, saying goodbye to our principal, and celebrating together, because it's been a year. And you know, it's important that we pause and think and revel in the moments of goodness, and contemplate the moments of challenge, but it's important that we stop and we do those things. This morning I listened to Teaching Champions, I think episode 186, with Brian Martin, as he reflects on his school year with five lessons that he learned. He talks about a reflection practice by one of his former guests, which you need to listen to, because, you know, it puts me to shame. I say I reflect, but I don't really. I do things like this with Fresh Air at 5, and I put my thoughts out there about some of the learning I do, and through podcasts, some of the things that I've gone through, I put them in here, but I don't have a way to curate them so that I can go back and easily look at them. So I guess that might be an important part of reflection, is having a way that we can maybe journal and see in one place our reflections. All right, so thanks, Brian, for your thoughts about your year. It was so good to hear you think about your year. You know, looking at what you said, you talked mostly about relational things, about SEL things, about things that are the soft things. You didn't mention curriculum once. You didn't mention, you know, the content that your students were teaching once. And you know what? We get so hung up on the curriculum and the teaching. Those things are important, but it's about relationships that are more important. And I'm a strong believer in that. Thanks, Brian. We are better together. Have a fabulous Wednesday. Okay, bye. The last thing for June 28, 2023. I just got through another reflective episode of a podcast. I just talked about Brian Martin and Teaching Champions and his five lessons on episode 186. And now I just listened to Evolving with Gratitude, episode 63. Laney, are you calling it episode 63? Because there was no episode number on it, but it was the highlights from January to June of Evolving with Gratitude podcast. And you know what, Lainey? I'm not going to lie. As I saw that, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll see my name. Because, you know, when we get a yearbook at school, we buy them and we want to see our face and our name in the yearbook. We look for our school picture and then we look for, you know, are there other pictures and things like that. So it was anticipatory that I, you know, saw the title and I'm like, maybe she'll mention me. But you know what, Lainey? It's not about just being mentioned. It's about a sense of belonging. On episode 60 of Evolving with Gratitude, Jeff Cohen talked about belonging as a precondition to learning and how important community is. And, you know, I think that being part of the Evolving with Gratitude community, because you've had me as a guest on your podcast, along with the names of many, many other awesome people, you know, Darren Peppard and, George Koros's wife, I can't remember her name, Paige Koros, and others, you know, like, it's just amazing. Like, I'm just a guy, and I feel so grateful that you had me as a guest. Lainey, you're doing amazing work, and I thank you so much for sharing the highlights from almost all of your guests from this past 6 months, you know, because it just reminds us of what we heard. And these highlight reels are so important. So people, what's your highlight reel going to be? What's going on this year? What are you going to put in your highlight reel that you're going to reflect on as the good that happened this past year? You know, I have to take time and think about that. I'm looking back at our school newsletters that my students have produced and edited, and that's like a highlight reel for our school. All right, that's all I got. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye. Hey, PLN, June 29, 2023. We got 2 days left of June, and then it is Canada Day here in Canada, and we move into July. So, yes, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well. And yeah, it's a beautiful morning. A bit hard to get up this morning because my routine of going to school is changing. I'm still going to school because I'm teaching summer session, but doesn't have to be as rigorous and as much right now because I have less things to do, and which is good. This morning I listened to episode 116 of Define University podcast with Lindsay Titus. And good morning, Lindsay. Hope you're doing well. And she has for us living in the present, five strategies for staying in the present. So that's not exactly the title. It's pretty close to that. But the point is that Lindsay brings us some ideas about how we can make sure that we're living our fullest life, not in the past, not in the future, but in the right now and being present. As I said, I think it was last week, my one word for 2022, not 2023, but 2022 was presence. And I worked on being present completely where I was with those around me, doing the thing that was right then and there, and not distracted by my device, my phone, and making sure that I was actually engaged in what was going on. In this episode of 116 of Define University, Lindsay brings us many of the ideas that I had about being present. And one of those is, you know, leaving the unfinished alone. And letting it go, letting the unfinished go. That's so important because we start things and then it doesn't mean we start them to just leave them, but we start them and we can't get back to them and it consumes us. Another one is, there's five. Another one is about arbitrary timelines and looking at your time that you have. This is my thought, and making sure that you are not being bound by these timelines, but that you do the best you can in the time you can do it, and then moving on. All right, that's all I got. Take a listen. Thanks so much. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, one more thing for June 29, 2023. I'm continuing my thoughts on episode 116 of the Define University podcast. Lindsay brings us five steps, as I said, about being in the present. One of those was letting the unfinished go and putting it aside, and so it doesn't consume you and stay in the open app section of your brain, but you can just close that door and be able to be right here, right now with what you're doing and come back to those things later. And then also at the very end, she talks about leaving nothing unfinished. And so doing it wholeheartedly, at the moment in time that you're doing it, so that you can stop at the end of the day and go, I've done the best that I can. And you know, not taking on tasks that are so large necessarily that you can't complete them, but that you have a way of getting closure for those things so that it doesn't consume you. This is a great episode. Take a listen to episode 116 of Defying University Podcast with Lindsay Titus. All right, that's all I got. Have a fabulous bit. I'm going to listen to another podcast possibly before I'm home. Okay, bye. Hey, the last thing for June 29, 2023. I started listening to the Lasting Learning Podcast, and I noticed that Dave Schmidto, hey Dave, has on his podcast a number of different chapters of a thing called titled Bold Humility. After listening to the introduction on episode 214, I learned that Bold Humility is a book that Dave wrote 5 years ago. And that that book 5 years ago is on the fifth year anniversary. And Dave decided to do audio recordings of the book. So this is the audiobook that Dave is presenting to us for free to listen to without buying the book. And we can listen to it on his podcast. And starting at episode 214, he said that over the summer, he's going to read the book to us. So Dave, thank you so much. That is an honor to hear the author read his own book. So it's for a limited time. So he didn't say when it's going to come down, but I'm expecting probably by the end of the summer. If you haven't listened, it might be gone. But for now, jump in, start listening with me. He talks about relationships as primary and key in being a successful leader. And how do we care for those around us? How do we keep them curious? And other things is we care deeply about them. So I'm looking forward, Dave, to hearing more from you about bold humility as you read your book. All right. Can't tell you exactly when I'm going to listen, but I'm going to listen over the next little while, and I will do my best to reflect on my learning as I go. All right, that's all I got. All right, have a good day, bye. Hey, PLN, happy July 4th, 2023. It's Independence Day in the United States, so to all my American friends and listeners that are celebrating today, have a great day. And yes, it's a great day to be joyful. So get together, family, have a barbecue, do some of those fun things you do on Independence Day. Those of us in Canada, we had Canada Day on Saturday, and it was a day off maybe on Friday or maybe yesterday for workers here. And as an educator, I kind of took Friday off and worked yesterday. So I'm doing a summer session teaching that, and had to keep up with my students as they are still going because I got lots of work to do in a short time. All right, today I am huffing and puffing. One, because it's like 26 degrees out, Celsius out, and I'm climbing a hill and I'm going for a walk. It's gonna end up being about 6 kilometers long by the time I get home, and coming up over Eagle Mountain. So that's what's going on here. And as I'm walking today, I listened to Evolving with Gratitude with Lainey Rowell. And the practice of gratitude is such an important part of having and being a whole person. So I listen to our podcast often, as you know, and Lainey had on a guest and friend and co-designer, Allison Liu, who is a designer, and they crafted and put out, that just came out and published, is a Bold Gratitude Journal. So this is a journal that they say is written by me, for me, because I do the writing inside of it. And they've provided this. It's on Amazon. Links in the show notes. And you know, honestly, Lainey, I'm not a journaling guy. Well, I have been in the past. And back in my 20s, early 20s, I used to write in a lined notebook on a regular. But that's dropped off. Recently, I tried another journaling app, a thankfulness app, and that kind of dropped off. Someone said, you got to write more. But all being said, I'm going to give it a go. Thanks so much. Bye. Okay, one more thing for June 29, 2023. 2023. Continuing my thoughts on episode 116 of the Define University podcast, Lindsay brings us five steps, as I said, about being in the present. One of those was letting the unfinished go and putting it aside, and so it doesn't consume you, and stay in the open app section of your brain. But you can just close that door and be able to be right here, right now with what you're doing and come back to those things later. And then also at the very end, she talks about leaving nothing unfinished. And so doing it wholeheartedly at the moment in time that you're doing it, so that you can stop at the end of the day and go, I've done the best that I can. And you know, not taking on tasks that are so large necessarily that you can't complete them, but that you have a way of getting closure for those things so that it doesn't consume you. This is a great episode. Take a listen to episode 116 of Define University podcast with Lindsay Titus. All right, that's all I got. Have a fabulous bit. I'm going to listen to another podcast possibly before I'm home. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN, happy July 5, 2023. This morning is only now, I think, 18 degrees Celsius, and it's on its way to be another cooker. So I got up earlier and got at it this morning earlier than I did yesterday, because yesterday that was pretty warm at 26 degrees. All right, this morning we're listening to the Innovators Mindset podcast with George Koros. And hey, George, hope you're doing well, and great to hear your voice again. You know, as I listen to podcasts and go through my podcast player in Apple, it's eventually, you know, doesn't bring to the top the podcasts that I like listening to, but the ones that I more frequently listen to. So you get in a routine of like, oh, I'm going to listen to a certain podcast, and then that floats to the top. And then all these podcasts you have in your library, they don't show up in the top of your feed. And so I've missed a number of episodes, George, of Innovators Mindset. I have forgotten about you because it wasn't in my face. And I'm honestly saying that. And now I'm listening today, and I don't know what episode number this is, but it's July, and you are doing the highlights of June 2023, and it's so great to hear you talk and reflect about what you've learned in June, what you've heard, and who you've talked to. So part of hearing the highlights of a podcast, to me, originally thought about, well, they're just pumping their own tires, you know, they're bringing props to themselves. But what you're doing is you're actually going back and re-listening to what you heard, picking up those snippets and bringing them to your audience, and I appreciate that. You talked about the three learnings and a way of reflecting on things that you've done this past month, something simple that you read or seen on Instagram or wherever. Then you also bring us some podcast listens of your guests and some of the things that they talked about. We've got everything from discipline to how you make an impact to being a school leader, and how that is so important that we, you know, don't be a leader at central office if we're not in the classrooms. All right, that's all I got. Take a listen to Innovators Mindset Podcast. Bye. The last thing for July 5, 2023, listening to EdTech Bites podcast with Gabriel Carrillo, and he was at ISTE, and while he was there, he talked with Mandy Froelich and Sarah Thomas of EduMatch, and they sat down and had a great conversation, and so it was pretty cool to listen to. And Gabe, I'm glad you were able to go to ISTE and connect face-to-face. You know, you mentioned that how the pandemic and, you know, social distancing really put a damper on being able to connect, and, you know, I worked on it over social media and things like that and Zoom calls, but yeah, we get tired of those things. So I'm glad that you can do your podcasting live in spaces like ISTE and other conferences and travel to see those people, and well, that's fantastic. So Sarah Thomas, I listened to Sarah a number of years ago as she was a guest, I think, on Teachers on Fire podcast with Tim Cavey, I believe, but maybe I was wrong. But I've heard you, Sarah, talk about the origin of EduMatch and about publishing and, you know, this Tinder for educators. Okay, it's not Tinder for educators, but you guys brought it up a whole bunch during this podcast, so I thought I would just say that. And fantastic. And then Mandy Froelich, you are part of EduMatch now. And that's great to see your connection there. But Mandy and I, we originally connected through Twitter once upon a time ago when I was like looking for George Koros and wondering where in the world is George these days. And I did a search and I found that he was at a conference. And then I searched up that hashtag and Mandy's, you know, presentation popped up because she was presenting there. And one thing led to another. She's like, hey, come to my conference or come to my presentation. And I'm like, I can't come to your presentation because I'm on the other side of the continent. So anyhow, it's been fun to watch and see, you know, how EduMatch has grown and watching Mandy. I hope your foot's doing okay, Mandy, after your horse stepped on it. And just the whole, all the things that are going on with EduMatch and connecting educators around the world of similar interests. So check a look at EduMatch. Take a listen to this podcast. Good information, good content, and good people. All right, have a fabulous day, everybody. Okay, bye. Hey PL, happy July 5, 2023. This morning is only now, I think, 18 degrees Celsius, and it's on its way to be another cooker. So I got up earlier and got at it this morning earlier than I did yesterday, because yesterday that was pretty warm at 26 degrees. All right, this morning we're listening to the Innovators Mindset Podcast with George Koros. And hey, George, hope you're doing well, and great to hear your voice again. You know, as I listen to podcasts and go through my podcast player in Apple, it eventually, you know, doesn't bring to the top the podcasts that I like listening to, but the ones that I more frequently listen to. So you get in a routine of like, oh, I'm going to listen to a certain podcast, and then that floats to the top. And then all these podcasts you have in your library, they don't show up in the top of your feed. And so I've missed a number of episodes, George, of Innovators Mindset. I have forgotten about you because it wasn't in my face. And I'm honestly saying that. And now I'm listening today, and I don't know what episode number this is, but it's July, and you are doing the highlights of June 2023, and it's so great to hear you talk and reflect about what you've learned in June, what you've heard, and who you've talked to. So part of hearing the highlights of a podcast, to me, originally thought about, well, they're just pumping their own tires, you know, they're bringing props to themselves. But what you're doing is you're actually going back and re-listening to what you heard, picking up those snippets and bringing them to your audience. And I appreciate that. You talked about the three learnings and a way of reflecting on things that you've done this past month, something simple that you read or seen on Instagram or wherever. Then you also bring us some podcast listens of your guests and some of the things that they talked about. We've got everything from discipline to how you make an impact to being a school leader and how that is so important that we, you know, don't be a leader at central office if we're not in the classrooms. All right, that's all I got. Take a listen. Innovators Mindset Podcast. Bye. The last thing for July 5, 2023, listening to EdTech Bites podcast with Gabriel Carrillo, and he was at ISTE, and while he was there, he talked with Mandy Froelich and Sarah Thomas of EduMatch, and they sat down and had a great conversation, and so it was pretty cool to listen to. And Gabe, I'm glad you were able to go to ISTE and connect face-to-face. You know, you mentioned that how the pandemic and, you know, social distancing really put a damper on being able to connect, and, you know, I worked on it over social media and things like that and Zoom calls, but yeah, we get tired of those things. So I'm glad that you can do your podcasting live in spaces like ISTE and other conferences and travel to see those people, and well, that's fantastic. So Sarah Thomas, I listened to Sarah a number of years ago as she was a guest, I think, on Teachers on Fire podcast with Tim Cavey, I believe, but maybe I was wrong. But I've heard you, Sarah, talk about the origin of EduMatch and about publishing and, you know, this Tinder for educators. Okay, it's not Tinder for educators, but you guys brought it up a whole bunch during this podcast, so I thought I would just say that. And fantastic. And then Mandy Froelich, you are part of EduMatch now. And that's great to see your connection there. But Mandy and I, we originally connected through Twitter once upon a time ago when I was like looking for George Koros and wondering where in the world is George these days. And I was did a search and I found that he was at a conference. And then I searched up that hashtag and Mandy's, you know, presentation popped up because she was presenting there. And one thing led to another. She's like, hey, come to my conference or come to my presentation. And I'm like, ah, I can't come to your presentation because I'm on the other side of the continent. So anyhow, it's been fun to watch and see, you know, how EduMatch has grown and watching Mandy. I hope your foot's doing okay, Mandy, after your horse stepped on it. And just the whole, all the things that are going on with EduMatch and connecting educators around the world of similar interests. So check a look at EduMatch. Take a listen to this podcast. Good information, good content, and good people. All right, have a fabulous day, everybody. Okay, bye. Hey PLN, Friday, July 7, 2023, out for Fresh Air at 5 this morning. The sun is rising over my shoulder here, way back there, and it's beautiful this morning. We've got some thin smoke that has been around for the past few days. Air quality advisory came out from Environment Canada, and we've got forest fires up country and around. So unfortunately, that's part of summer here in British Columbia, is forest fires and managing those. So yes. All right. This morning I listened to three questions from Educators That Inspire on the Innovators Mindset podcast with George Koros. And George talks with the superintendent of Cumberland School District in Virginia,
Chip Jones.
And they talk about the three questions. Who's a teacher that inspired you? Who's an administrator that inspired you? And then what advice would you give yourself as a first-year teacher? And I really like listening to these segments because those three questions dig at a lot of what we do, I believe. You know, who had an influence on you in the past? Who do we need to give props to? Because you never got here by yourself. And I agree that we never get to where we are on our own merits. We have to work hard, yes, but it's people that give us opportunity along the way. And then that advice for your first year self, when you've been in this for a while, you know, this could be about grace. That was for myself what it was. You know, lean on those around you. You're not in this alone. And it was great to hear Chip Jones talk about, you know, giving it a go and not being afraid to try innovative things. So are you still trying innovative things? I've been in this for 15 plus years now, and you know, I'm still trying new things, partly out of necessity, but also because it's important that we try new things, because that's what we're expecting our students to try. All right, that's all I got for this morning about this. I'm going to listen to another podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, PLN, last thing for July 7, 2023. I listened to episode 141 of Got Tech, the podcast, as Eric and Nick bring us 10 ideas to use to get the school year started, or in this case, they were talking about summer projects for their students and, you know, summer learning. I have not seen that in my district, other than students having to go to summer school because of remediation needs. You know, this is an idea that you could put out before possibly the school year starts. And if they've got some tools and techniques in place, they could pay attention so that when they come back, they have an idea that they could put into place maybe in the first week once we get our, you know, tech in order, student accounts and things like that. Take a look at this list. And this list isn't necessarily about, you know, the beginning of the school year, but it could be ideas for how to wrap up a project, could be ideas for how to present information, you know, visiting a museum and paying attention when you're at a museum, having something to need to document when you're at the museum could be a good way to have them pay attention at the museum. You know, just going to an art museum and going, okay, Wow, that's interesting. Look at that. Do they actually do that? Or you're like, okay, I want you to find a painting that has, you know, the primary color of the major color of orange or something like that. Or have them, you know, it's like a scavenger hunt kind of thing, but a way of them having a frame or an outline of things that they need to pay attention to. These things are all about reflective things, in my opinion. That's what I hear. And it's important that we take time to reflect. Even teachers, what do we do with our summer? Do we just get to the end of the summer, put it back in the box, and, you know, wait until we can open that box the following year? Or do we talk about what we did in the summer? You know, it's a privilege to be able to go on vacation and things like that. So that might be something that we keep in mind, as, you know, that we are, you know, privileged compared to some of our students possibly. But I think it's interesting for our students to know more about us and what do we do when we're not sitting in the classroom teaching. All right, that's all I got. Happy Friday. Talk to you guys. Bye-bye.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cole's Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here and on the Education Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself, because you're worth it.